بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: وما يستوي البحران، هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج، ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون حلية تلبسونها، وترى الفلك فيه مواخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا كل ختار كفور. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most beloved elders, brothers, those listening over the receivers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, sustainer and provider. Peace and salutations be upon our master, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah has sent as a mercy, as a guide for us. Today is the 11th of December. We are coming towards the end of another year. A 2020 year was a remarkable year, a very strange year, a unique year for every one of us. Even those who are 80 years old or 90 years old, perhaps in their lifetime, haven't experienced a year as 2020. It has come with a totally different challenges altogether, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us remarkable situations around us that we have never ever experienced in our lifetime. And as I said, even those who are the elders, 80, 90, even 100 year old person that is sitting or listening to this, haven't experienced it in their lifetime, a unique phenomena. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what the future holds for us. I recited a few verses of the Quran, and I don't know if I'll be able to complete all the tafsir of every one of them, but basically there are three ayahs of the Quran. One is the ayahs of few ayahs are recited of Surah Fatir, and the next I recited the ending verses that come towards the ending of Surah Luqman, and I recited the verse of Surah Ar-Rahman. And the common theme, the common word in all of these three ayahs of the Quran that I have chosen to recite, there is mention of a ship. And I'm perhaps linking it up to the current day where we're going into December, and in Durban especially, we'll see an influx of people coming from other parts of the country, and you've been to the ocean. And many of us also, we've been to the ocean, and we look and we know what's a ship. We see the ship in the ocean. But perhaps after today's discussion, today's short talk for the Jummah Payan, perhaps we look at the ship very differently and we reflect on these ayahs of the Quran. There may be other ayahs of the Quran. As I said, for brevity of time, I can't go into every single ayahs. But three ayahs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a ship that flows in the ocean. Now, besides the fact that if you have to take a small piece of iron, a small piece of steel, and if you throw it in the water, what will happen to that iron? It's going to sink. So already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in many places of the Quran that the fact that this huge, massive ship that is made up of steel is able to flow, sail on the ocean, is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You couldn't make one small piece of steel stay afloat, it sunk. But this massive ship, which is made of tons and tons of steel and is loaded, when you see some of this ship, it is like 7-8 story building high with the containers loaded up one after the other. And what's in these containers, when you open up these containers, you see massive trucks inside there, big now you see in our term, in our small, call them ganagandas, tractors and all inside this. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remarkable kudrat that He has given man the intellect and intelligence to create the ship which is carrying and transporting this massive steel structure, the ship itself, which is loaded with so many containers on top of it, and has transported it from one continent to another continent over the ocean. That is a remarkable Qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So next time when we start talking about containers in our business dealings, and besides all the money that is attached to it and the money that is spinning with the containers that is coming, maybe we must reflect about how these containers have come to us from China, from other parts of the world. Remarkable. It's a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, if you perhaps, maybe it comes to my mind now, if you have to take a small piece of steel and you throw it up, after a few seconds it'll land on your head. It's not going to stay up. It's going to fall down. The gravity brings it down and we know it's going to fall down. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man intellect to design these massive airplanes, which are, you get these cargo planes which are loaded with containers, but besides that, the normal plane that is made up of steel or whatever other material, together with the 300, 400 passengers are going into the air and they're staying and they're going from one continent to another continent. Remarkable. Remarkable. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this December, when we're going to the ocean, or next time we go to the ocean, we're looking and admiring the ship. It must connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll get reward and thawab for doing that. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, how is Allah making this ship flow in the ocean? Allah says in that verse of Surah Luqman, or the next time you go before I come to the ayah, the next time you see this plane that's flying, or you're going on a plane from here to Johannesburg or where in any part of the world, we use it all the time. We take it for granted. We didn't appreciate and acknowledge the fact that this is the bounty of Allah, that He has allowed this. How easy hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for us to transport ourselves, for us to go from one place to another, for our goods to be transported from one place to another via the ocean in the form of the ships that we use and the containers in the planes that fly. So Allah reminds us in Surah Luqman, He says, Alam tara anna al-fulka, don't you see this ship, tajri fil bahr, that it is flowing, it is sailing in the ocean. Bini'matillah. This is the favor and the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Liyuriyakum min ayati. Liyuriyakum min ayati. Allah is reminding us that He wants you to show you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you look, have you not seen? And like that in many places of the Quran, Allah, alam tara. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala, we all know, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi 'ad. Yeah, in this ayah, alam tara anna al-fulk. Alam tara, don't you, in other words, you're supposed to be doing this. Sort of a rhetorical question. You're supposed to be looking at the ship, and you're supposed to be acknowledging liyuriyakum min ayati. You're supposed to be acknowledging the ayahs, the signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat li kulli sabbarin shakur. In this ship that's flowing, there is signs, many signs. Allah didn't even say the word ayah. He said ayat, he used the plural. There are many signs for you. But those individuals that have two qualities, sabbar, they are extremely patient, and shakur, extremely grateful. Again, I don't have the time to go into all the tafsir of it. I'm going to come back to this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Surah Luqman. I'm going to the other verses that are recited of Surah Fatir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. In this holiday time, somebody is going to be going to maybe in the mountains, in the rivers or dams or lakes, and the water of the dam and the lake is sweet. It's not salty. The rivers that come, the water has a different texture. And the water in the ocean, it also is different. It's salty. So Allah says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. These two oceans of water are not equal. The lakes, then dams. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ. This water is sweet. Is عَذْبٌ فُرَات. It is sweet. وَهَذَا مِلْهٌ أُجَاجٌ. And this water, on the other hand, the ocean water, is bitter and salty. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْهٌ أُجَاجٌ. But each one of these, وَمِنْ كُلٍ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Each one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides unique fish and meat for us. So next time you're eating fish, again ponder on this ayah, and I said this ayahs are verses of Surah Fatir. We read in the Quran, but inshallah, next time I told you when we see the ship now, we see the plane, let's try inshallah look at it differently. Now when you're eating fish, think about how the trout and the other type of fish will never survive in the salt water. It has a different type of water that it comes out from. And the water, the fish that comes out from the ocean, whatever fish we eat is the salmon or the red fish or whatever fish we eat from there, that is a different fish that comes. Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّن, each one of these, لَحْمًا تَرِيَّوُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us beautiful, fresh, tasty meat, fish. وَمِن كُلِّن تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا تَرِيَّوُ وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. And also from this oceans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us hilya. Hilya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, which perhaps refers to ornaments, which you are using. And from the ocean, we get the genuine pearls that come down from the bottom of the ocean. But perhaps, Allahu alam, we can perhaps go deeper into this and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us from the bottom of the ocean, we get these oil rigs that go. And from the bottom of the ocean, they're extracting. This is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us and given man the intellect to be able to go to the bottom of the ocean and extract these pearls that are there and go further down and pull out the oil that comes out from under and the gas that comes out from the ocean. Perhaps that could be an expansion. وَمِن تَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبُسُونَهَا. These ornaments and these things that you are getting benefit comes out from this ocean. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرًا. Same, I'm talking about the ship. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرًا. You will see this ship that is sailing over the ocean. You go to the Suez Canal, the ships are flowing. You go to the ocean, you know, our Durban seaside, the ship that every day the ships are coming in and going out. فِيهِ مَوَاخِرًا. How they are sort of traversing, how they are penetrating the water. لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah says that this is happening so that you can acquire and get from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the grace of Allah tabarakatuh. لِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. He says all this is happening. Same in that ayah I recited of Surah Luqman, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Allah wants to see and He says, I'm making all this happen. You must be grateful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مُوَاخِرَ لِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. This is happening. Take from the mercy of Allah. Enjoy the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't forget, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Be grateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخْرَ الشَّمْسَ. And then Allah continues explaining the coming of the night and the coming of the day. I'm just going to go quickly. وَسَخْرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. And the sun and the moon. كُلُّ يَجْرِي لَأَجْرٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues explaining all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third ayah, as I said, I'm not going to go into too much of this. It's beautiful. Each one of these we continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about how we are so أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَى. After these verses where He talks about the bounties, He says, oh man, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَى. All of you are totally helpless. We are faqirs. Faqir, poor, destitute, helpless. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is only independent. Allah is all deserving of praise. Iyasha yudhibukum wa yati bi khalqin jadid. If you are not going to acknowledge our inabilities, our weaknesses, and carry on walking and traversing the ground and using the bounties of Allah to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be ungrateful, then He says, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ. Allah can remove us from the surface of this earth in a second. وَيَأْتِي بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah will replace us. None of us are indispensable. None of us, if we leave this world, will cause the system of this world to cease. None of us, if we leave, our families will all perish also. We have to remind ourselves, we are totally helpless and totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not something difficult. The pandemic that is coming around us, talking about the second wave and all the challenges, this is an excuse and opportunity for us to make sure that we acknowledge our hopelessness and our helplessness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control and totally in charge. If it hasn't done anything else besides this, that it instilled in us greater conviction and improved our iman and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if at least it has done that, and alhamdulillah, we have achieved. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not something difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 100,000 people, 200,000 people, million people can die. What lesson are we taking from what we're seeing around us? We're just thinking it happened to that person, that country, and we are just going to carry on as though something is not going to happen to us. The lesson for us is to become more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that ship, ayahs of Surah Fatir I explained, then the ayahs of Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us about the ship. Before I come back to this verse of Surah Luqman, the other verse I recite was Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah speaks about the ship again in that ayah, in that surah. وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ. And for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are these ships that sail high, that are lofty, munsha'at, that are set up with these big sails, فِي الْبَحْرِ, in the ocean, like mountains. How you'll see these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says immediately after that, 31 times in this surah, Allah talks about so many different bounties of Allah. But in this particular one, today's discussion, I'm focusing on this ship and transport and how things happen around us in the ocean and in the sky. But unfortunately, we haven't taken all the time to acknowledge and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, this ship, فَبِأَيِّ ala. إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can we ever deny? Can we ever dispute? Coming back to Surah Luqman, Allah ta'ala then says, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ. When this ship is flowing in the ocean, and sort of a canopy overcomes them, these rough waves start coming, and it becomes very difficult, the clouds and the dark clouds starts coming, and the ocean starts getting rough. What happens, we find, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Then people lift their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of utter humility and having nowhere else to turn. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Out of sincerity, they turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ. Although Allah is referring in that ayah specifically, the translation of it was an ocean, there's a ship, and a wave is coming over them. But it's important for us to apply it in our lives. The ayah of the Quran, they are principles. You don't say, okay, now that is talking about somebody that's sailing in the ocean, I don't go on the ship, I'm not facing that situation, so this ayah, no. It is how we are in this world, for example, how we're going to relate it to us. We are sailing through this journey of this world. We are going, we are not maybe physically in a ship, but we are sailing through this world. And these waves are coming over us. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ. There is talking about the ship that's in the ocean. The big waves are coming. The clouds, the rain, the storm is coming. Person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are going through the journey of our life in this world. We are sailing through this world. And the wave is coming. First wave came, second wave came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many more waves are gonna come. Allah protect us. But da'wa Allah mukhlisina lahu ad-din. The recipe is we have to turn and focus our attention sincerely, wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happens to those people? فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. When they are saved, came out of the storm now, came out safe, smiling, alhamdulillah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you find that there are some people who exercise moderation. In other words, they stay steadfast on the iman, they acknowledge, oh Allah, in that difficult situation, you helped me, you protected me, you safeguarded me. But unfortunately, there are others. وَمَا يَجْحَدُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَلَمَّا نَجَّاوْنَا الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. The opposite of shakur, which was the common theme in all these ayahs I recited, gratitude, Allah says that only those who are ungrateful, kafur, khattar, transgressing the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll deny all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want to conclude, because time goes so very quickly through the discussion, but just to summarize the discussion up to now, alhamdulillah, for the benefit of our brothers that join us, I chose three ayahs of the Quran, or three portions of the Quran, where Allah is talking about the ship, and reminding us about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. So next time we see the ship, acknowledge the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before I conclude, I wanted to mention two points, which I think is important and crucial for us. Number one, is we spend much of our lives, worrying about what is going to happen in the future. What is going to happen when I'm 65 years old? So now I get into a retirement fund, pension fund, provident fund, everything I need to prepare for my future. And we train our team from the time our children are born. It's about what happened, which school you're going to go to, when you finish school, which university you're going to go to, when you finish university, when you're going to get married. And it's all about future, future, future. You need to now make sure you do something for your future. Alhamdulillah, is nothing wrong adopting the means and preparing the future. But the sad reality is we forget to appreciate the present. We are not acknowledging the present, that child, our spouses, the person that's there in front is present right now. And sometimes when we leave things too much for doing in the future, we don't end up ever seeing that opportunity. How many people you say, you know what, when I'm old, I will retire, me and my wife, we will have a nice time, we'll go around the whole world. Unfortunately, the man gets old, wife says stomach is paining, leg is paining, all legs. I say at home, you go where you want to go. That is the reality of life. Doesn't it ring a bell to all of us? Is not happening? How many people say, okay, when I'm 55 years old, I got this good provident fund and retirement annuity or whatever. Or many of us say, you know what, I'm preparing my child. He's going to grow up and take care of me. That same child, he's probably got grandchildren, you're still looking after him. It's happening all the time around us. The point and the lesson I'm just trying to drive home is let's live for the present. What is past? Make tawbah and istighfar. You never go back to 10 December anymore. It's history. Khalas. Today is 11th. Acknowledge, appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala currently have. They say the past is history. Future Allah knows, maybe we can say it's like a mystery. The present is a gift. Use it and appreciate it and acknowledge it. That's one point. I just want to conclude one more minute, my apologies. Is, unfortunately there are some of us in the situation where we take things for granted. When we have something, we always think of, okay, when I get something better. So you got a car, you got a house, you got clothes, you got food, but you still think, no, I want a better car. I want a better house. I want a better car, clothes. I want a better computer. I want more. So what happens is then what you currently have, you do not appreciate it. And we don't live in a state of contentment and happiness. Because whatever you have, you still want something better. So even if you get that better car, and even if you get that better house, or even if you get that whatever improvements in the house have been made, because we haven't trained ourselves of what is contentment, what should give me satisfaction, so no matter what you get in life, will never give you peace and content because you'll always want something better. So especially in the context of what is happening in the world around us, point one to conclude was live for the present. Acknowledge what is happening. Whatever opportunities you have, don't procrastinate or delay. Do it now. And secondly, is acknowledge. Look for the present and acknowledge whatever we have. لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ أَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. Being content is not having more. Being content is not about having more money, more material things, more bank, bigger bank balance. You have good health, alhamdulillah. You want one set of clothes, alhamdulillah. You have food to eat, alhamdulillah. Appreciate and acknowledge what we have currently. And inshallah, you'll be more satisfied. You'll be content. And inshallah, you'll have a life of itminan. There won't be stress, anxiety, and worrying about what's going to happen and going forward. So with these few words, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability of putting into practice whatever has been said. And inshallah, these are going up to days which are Allah knows best what is in plan, what's going to happen going forward. But let us inshallah turn and have our focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us who are going to holiday, maybe universities are closing, schools are closing, companies are closing. Alhamdulillah, enjoy the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But tilka hududullah, fala ta'taduha. Short and sweet message. These are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's enjoy the bounties and the favors of Allah in a manner that we don't transgress any of the limitations that have been laid down to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all ability and tawfiq of practicing. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.